Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends' opinions last. So many cats, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey, and I am your host for the Original Lyric Stream radio show. Everyone, I'll say this every week before we start the show, and, you know, in this crisis that we're facing, everybody, please be safe. Wash your hands, sanitize your hands, be careful of, you know, coughing and sneezing, and we're going to get through this, everybody. Everybody be safe, and let's stand together with this. We're very blessed with the people around the world that have listened to this show. To listen live, please log on to blogtalkradio.com/originallyricstreamradio. Thank you to my friend Bill Miller on the dashboard this evening, uploading photos and music from our guests. We are an iHeartRadio podcast, and you can listen to our radio replay on the iHeartRadio app on your Android, your Apple iOS device, and on iHeartRadio.com. We're also on Stitcher, Google Play Music, and Spotify for podcasters. Our radio show concept is based on my first recording in studio CD titled Original Lyric Stream. This is my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs. My website is Russell Foisey Music. .com. That's F as in Frank, O-I-S-Y, and I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and I've recorded two albums. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. The chorus you just heard at the start is my own song titled Stomp the Ants. That stands for Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome, and as the lyric says, so many can'ts, young or old. Try no matter what you're told. And on this show, can't is a word we do not recognize. My hope tonight, everybody, we can pay it forward to an individual listening with a desire to begin as a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, or engineer in our creative arts. And I'll be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to tell their own story and their own inspiration behind the lyrics and the music. My own writing inspiration has come from my life, current events, and also family. And I wrote my very first song lyrics in 2012, so that's only 8 years ago. If I can do it, I can do it as well, so please try. All right, time to move on to the introduction of our next guest tonight. You're viewing a slideshow of Oh Smoke. Let's play a cool track. This is titled Flex Your Love.
Travel the world, going on tour, seeing beautiful girls. depend on who you walk right beside me. I just came into a knowledge, baby, from the eyelids, made me open up my eyelids. Damn, yeah, she one of a kind. Yeah, she the kind, turn the bed by right. Yeah, she the kind, come around and make a night. Oh, ain't no time for the sis. I'ma make you mine, baby, that's my only miss. It's me and you, girl, ain't no way to miss. I risk it all like a nigga with a history. Confessing all my feelings like I'm in an intervention. Girl, it's the truth, baby, just come listen.
Everyone, let me introduce and welcome a multi-talented hip-hop beat singer, songwriter, and recording artist, O-Smoke. Welcome and thank you so much for joining me on Original Lyrics Dream Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming on. So we're going to ask you a series of questions so our listeners can get to know you better. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Okay, tell our listeners first about this great track we just heard, Flex Your Love. Has a great beat and rhythm to it. Tell me about that track.
It's one of my favorite tracks. You know, it gives you that, you know, reggae dance hall vibe, you know, international sound, you know, something that touches the ear, you know. It's very different, and I like to show my uniqueness, I like to show my versatility as an artist. So I try to, you know, reach out to all different genres of music. So that's definitely one of my favorite songs.
Oh, well done. I absolutely love it. Tell us where you are from and what is cool about your city.
Well, I'm from Portsmouth, Virginia.
Very, very nice, very nice. In fact, I have your Instagram page up, and looks like now you have almost 1,300 followers. That's great. And I know your father, Troy, had a big influence with your music, and you began writing and recording at age 12. Is that right?
Yeah, yes, sir, that's correct.
That's wonderful. Tell me what your father means to you and, developing your sound with music.
Yeah, he pretty much means everything to me because, you know, he played the biggest role in me making music, really. Like, our whole house would be a studio. He sometimes made the bedroom a studio. You know, anytime he would go to the studio, majority of the time, you know, he would bring us and, you know, just being around that environment and, you know, growing up during that time period, it made me, like, kind of think, like, I want to do this, or I can try, I want to try, you know, and also to see my dad.
Great, and your dad is really helping you manage your career, isn't that correct?
Yeah, yes, he is.
That's fantastic. Well, O-Smoke, who are the artists out here that inspire you? Who do you look up to as an artist and music that you listen to?
I really, really looked up to Michael Jackson, and I really, really look up to Young Thug. You know, they're two very talented, unique, humble artists. You know, they were different. Well, Michael Jackson was different in his own way. Thug is different in his own way. I love their music, and they remind me of me sometimes. And not even, you know, necessarily in one sense, but just as people, you know, just as, you know, how they carry themselves and how pure their heart are. You know, when Thug came out, he was, you know, very different. And people hate it, and I think, you know, I'm the same way pretty much. Like,
Boy, where would the world be without Michael Jackson? Michael Jackson, when he put one foot on the stage, it was electric. It was incredible. I'll never forget the first time I saw Michael Jackson do the moonwalk, and people just had they couldn't believe it. It's very sad that he's not with us any longer.
Yeah, rest in peace, Mike. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question about developing your song. So, when you think about a song, do you think about the title first? Do you think about the melody, the lyrics? Is it a beat? And when you finish a song, can you do it pretty quickly? I know myself, I've written a song in maybe 15, 20 minutes. Can you do it that fast, or is it a longer process?
It's actually a fast process. I listen to the beat and I vibe with it. You know, I try to see what vibe that beat gives me. You know, sometimes the beat gives me a certain vibe, which, you know, gives me certain lyrics, you know, to talk about or base the song off of. But once I hear the beat and go through that process, I then start trying to do different melodies, you know, and to see which melodies would sound right or which ones wouldn't, you know. So that's how I pretty much start off with.
I'd like to ask this question every week for my guests, and I know how I feel about the recording studio. It's the best place to be because I kind of relate to the recording studio as you're giving birth to your song and you're creating it. What do you love most about being in the studio recording?
I just love, you know, it's kind of like a getaway. It's kind of like just you and your music get away for people to really express, you know, the things that they're going through. And it's like nothing else really matters once you're inside that studio. Nothing else matters except for what, you know, the greatness that you're about to create.
I think there's nothing like that first first recording. And sometimes I drive my producer crazy because I like to listen to it a few times and I maybe want to edit it here and there, but that's such a wonderful, wonderful process. The relationship between, you know, you and your engineer, and you're trying to, you know, make the best sound possible.
Definitely, yeah, it definitely is.
Well, you've caught the attention of many fans, as I read in your biography, who requested to see you perform at Pharrell Williams' event, and the great Teddy Riley paid you some kind words on Instagram, saying you are a rising star. Now, you had to be sky high listening to those two great artists giving you those kind words.
Yeah, it was definitely a great feeling. You know, it definitely pushed me to want to go 100 times harder and, you know, it's momentum and capitalize off it, you know, carry it. And I always would keep it with me. I'll never forget that day. Like, yeah, it was definitely big for me, and it was definitely a confidence booster.
Yeah, that's incredible. Congratulations on your 24,000 streams. I'm also very active in Spotify, and you know, music is very different. You know, now it's you know, your marketing and advertising and social media on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And I say this every week in the show: as you mix and master your sound in the studio, and you place it in Facebook and Instagram, in seconds, you're available to the entire planet. To me, that's incredible. Do you like where music is today?
I love where music is today. You know, and it's, like you said, the streams has more so took over rather than, you know, the digital copies. And, you know, that was a different, you know, ball game. But I love where music is today. I feel like the younger generation came and broke the barriers and showed that art comes in all kinds of forms and sounds. You know, and that no one should be able to tell you how to make your art. And I pray that the younger generation, you know, take that and run with it. So I love the way music, I love the way it's going, I love where it's at right now, and I think it will continue to get better.
Well, you know what's really cool about music today is it's so readily available. So, you know, as soon as your track is done, it's mixed and mastered, and it's, you know, available to put in all your social media feeds. You know, people can listen to it in seconds, where, you know, a long time ago, you know, it took a while to produce it and make it and manufacture it into an album or a CD, but now it's instantly available, and I think that's really cool.
It's amazing, yeah. The way technology has advanced, and you know, just the way the world has advanced, is definitely cool. I definitely think, you know, that that's a cool process. It's a quicker process. I agree.
Yeah, it makes me think what will be next with technology. They'll have to think of something else.
I always think of that. I really do be like, I wonder what will be next. Like, just to see how much technology advanced now, I really say that.
Well, everybody, you're hearing a great, great young artist that we have on tonight, O Smoke, and we're going to play another great track from this talented artist, and I really like this track, and I listened to this a few times this week. This is called California.
What you want to do, we can go do it, baby. Boy, I was smoking on Cali weed. Well, I never been in Cali, but I'm still smoking on Cali weed. I got it like DJ Cali keys. Let all my niggas, they rap for me. Hit my own man, they gon' follow me. Smoking 4-5 in my Wallaby. I met a way out in Cali, but I was smoking on Cali weed. Well, I never been in Cali, but I'm still smoking on Cali weed. I got it like DJ Cali keys. Let all my niggas, they rap for me. Hit my own man, they gon' follow me. Smoking 4-5 in my Wallaby. Never heard walk, never heard persona. Control this shit like remote controller. Counting up great like my nigga soldiers. BG water, I don't fuck with soda. I wanted love, but she gave me shoulders. Take a road trip for good marijuana. I drove a Lex, but she drove a Honda. I can upgrade if you let me, honey. Biggest crap and I'm still counting money. Money counter, she gon' count it for me. On the counter, got a bounty on me. Bound a Honda, got a package on me. BMW, no mileage on me. I love my game with some stylish on me. This kind of shit, got a styling on me. I made her way out in Cali. Boy, I was smoking on Cali weed. Where I never been in Cali, but I'm still smoking on Cali weed. I got that like DJ Cali keys. Look, all my niggas, they rap for me. Hit my own lane, they gon' follow me. Smoking 4-5 in my Wallaby. I made her way out in Cali. Boy, I was smoking on Cali weed. Where I never been in Cali, but I'm still smoking on Cali weed. I got that like DJ Cali keys. Look, all my niggas, they rap for me. Hit my own lane, they gon' follow me. Smoking 4-5 in my Wallaby.
Let's welcome back our guest tonight, Oh, Smoke, well done. Well done. Tell me
thank you.
About the inspiration here. Have you ever been to California?
No, I haven't actually. And it actually is about, like, you know, always having that dream and inspiration to get to California. So I've never been to California.
Yeah.
I always wanted to go. You know, it seemed like the place to be. You know, it got the pretty palm trees, the nice weather and whatnot. And it's like, I really, that's where I want to reside when it's all said and done, you know. I want to make it big, and that's where I would like to, you know, end it all at.
That's probably where Pharrell Williams and Teddy Riley are, right? They're probably in California.
I'm not sure. Probably Pharrell, though. I'm not too sure, but
yeah.
I'm sure he's out there a lot, yeah.
I love the hip hop beat and fusion here. Very nice. I mean, it, you know, you have a great rhythm, great track. Very well done. Hey, question for you. So, an artist will make music because of the love, and that's why I make music. I just love doing it. In my opinion, it's an honor. It's an honor that one person would buy my song or album. What is your advice to, let's say, the brand new artist thinking about, you know, writing or performing a track for the first time?
My advice would be, you know, first and more importantly, believe in yourself 100%. You know, because everyone won't see the vision how you see it. You know, you got to believe in yourself before anybody else can. You know, I don't care if it's everyone against you. But as long as you believe in yourself, then that's all that really matters. You know, it's different forms of success. You can't compare your success and success time to others. And it's really a grind day in and day out. And also to, you know, let them know to perfect your craft and your sound. And in the end, it'll pay off. You know, when I first started making music, it was so many opinions formulated against me because I was different, you know, the kind of music I was making. But I never let it steer me the wrong way. You know, I always had faith and I always put God first.
No, that's great advice. In all the social media feeds that you're on, and I'm looking at your Instagram feed, where a favorite? Yeah, I know Instagram is very different than Facebook and Twitter, and I just followed you, so look for a new follow from MusicLover1670. That's me.
All right, I'll follow you back as soon as I see it, too.
That's me. Do you have a favorite social media? Is Instagram one of your favorites?
Instagram is probably definitely my favorite. Then it'd probably be Twitter. But, yeah, Instagram is definitely my favorite. I feel like those two apps, Twitter and Instagram, is a lot of people you can network with, though, you know, with on those apps. So a lot of people that make music and you connect with different artists. You know, I think Instagram and Twitter is great for where, you know, music is right now and the way as far as the streaming is right now. I think that just all goes together and they coincide, and it's a great compliment to one another.
Well, you know, the good thing about Instagram is, and this is what I find, is sometimes you can just post a graphic or a photo without saying anything,
yeah,
and just let the let the picture, you know,
tell a thousand words.
Hey, Osmoke, did I lose you?
Oh. Yeah, the connection must have lost. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I was asking what's coming up next in your upcoming projects, and are you performing live anywhere?
At the moment, I'm working on – I got a couple projects in mind. I'm working on one project. It's kind of for the girls. It's kind of like, you know, it's called Girls Just Want to Have Sex. And there's one project I'm working on. I also want to work on – I'm also working on a rock project, you know, just to show – my fans and everyone, you know, how diverse I can be, and, you know, just separate myself.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm working on a lot right now. I also have a, you know, a great catalog that's already been done. Like, I have enough music to where the point is I don't even have to record for all 2020, and I'll have songs to drop. So, I'm working, and I'm going to keep working. I got a lot of stuff coming.
Well, that's really cool because I try to do that as well. I like to be versatile with my genres and, you know, show my audience a few different styles. So, no, that's good. I look forward to hearing your rock tracks. That's exciting.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, excellent. Osmoke, that's all we have time for tonight, and I really enjoyed the conversation. You have some great music,
me too.
And I thank you so much for being my guest on Original Lyrics Stream Radio.
Thank you.
We're going to post the replay of the show in Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also LinkedIn for all your fans, so you'll be able to hear that.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Well, thank you so much for being on tonight, and we'll definitely have you back on. I can't wait to hear your rock tracks.
Yeah. All right, man. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right, you have a good night.
I promise you'll like it. All right, you too.
Okay. Thank you for being on. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Everyone, we thank Osmoke again for being on, and please Google and support this great artist and buy Osmoke music and all the social media feeds. Everybody, please visit my website, russellfoyzemusic.com, and check out my sound, all my news. There's some great merch to include music, T-shirts from my songs. Again, my name is Russell Foyze, your host, the Original Lyrics Dream Radio Show. Thank you again, Bill. And remember, everybody, try no matter what you're told. Good night.